نحن نصلي على رسول الكريم ومرات بسفة العلماء الكرام والقادة الكرام بحدث البلد الإسلام. الحمد لله الولد بيدد يبقى والإسلام إن شاء الله will be speaking about you advise the human brothers in our Rasulullah Rahmatullahi and esteemed brothers and respected father. Alhamdulillah, I have prepared this to nasihat and assure you to my father before he has to Umar to not be here. And Alhamdulillah, I was very happy with this nasihat to inshallah to that brother. It will benefit us inshallah. The first nasihat with regards to Islam, the Hazrat Rahmatullah has mentioned that maalum nahi ki kyun itni der hoti hai hamari islah ke liye. I don't know why it's taking so long for people to make the islah. Itna maalum hota hai ki aadmi ke paas do shares hai. It seems that those people have two shares. One is their main share that they can bear by a person. And the other share is his nafs. So a person is really telling the share only those things which he wants to take. But those things that he was supposed to tell the share, no, he's not telling the share. The purpose for taking the share is to rectify all the wrong that a person has. But a person is not telling the share that he's really telling the share about those things that are in the Salah. I mean, this good. But at the same time, he's speaking ghibat. He's doing, he got hatred from this person. He's speaking ill of that person. Those things he's not thinking of. Have you ever heard of a person going to a doctor just to tell him how well he's treating him and he's a big person, eh? No, no one does that. So then Hazrat Rahmatullah mentions, Amari Mizdaki Akatu Vimuna Vibhav is Mizdaki Vasat Kuruna Vibhav. It seems as though our example is just like how the money is tied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are you believing in part of the kitab? And in some of the kitab you don't, in some part of the kitab you don't believe in. What suits you will take, what suits you will not take. Then my father said, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, this is the Muslim of great life and joy. Then once outside the house of Layla, there were many, many majnoons all coming. There was a fake one, there was the real one also. And all of them are claiming that they have love for Layla. Then Hazrat Rahmatullah mentioned in those days the love also wasn't like what today. Today, if a person has this love, this is this love, he also has contact with her. In those days, Layla Majnun, they never had contact. It was a wrong love, but they never had that contact. So now they had this fake Majnuns all out there. So now Layla was contested. Let's see who is the real one and who is the fake one. So she said to her servant that go and tell them that I want a piece of flesh from their body. So they came and they asked me one person, they asked one of the fake ones, they want, that she wants one piece of your flesh of your body. So he said, what do you think, this is a butcher? Then she will get a piece of flesh. He went to another person, asked the same thing, he said, what do you think, this is the amateur? You don't want to get this thing. Then they came to the real Majnun. And she asked him the same question, that she wants a piece of flesh. So then he replied, that go ask her which part of the body she wants. So she came and gave the message to Layla. So Layla replied, Apta Sami. There's still deficiency. Anyway, that meeting finished. On another occasion, the same thing happened. And now this time, the real Majnun is there. Go and tell her she can take any part of her body. She can take any part of her body. That means when we have given ourselves over to the share, Then we don't pick and choose. Then the Sheikh can decide what he wants. Same way we go one step above. What is our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? من أذكر سيدنا الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة. إن الله سبحانه وتعالى has purchased our life and our wealth in view of Jannah. And how is it now that we are asking Allah سبحانه وتعالى, I can give my time for Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, but Fajr and Isha, I can't give my time, I'm too busy at that time. Where Zuhr time, I'm too busy. Why can only fulfill this? When Allah has purchased everything of ours, then Allah owns everything. Then we come to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is yours. Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. Now everything is yours, you can decide what you want. So this is the first thing we lay out from Islam. Is that we have got two shaykhs. That is why we started taking so long. One is the real shaykh we have taken as a shaykh, and the second is our nafs. The second important lesson with regard to Islam, the Hazrat Rahmatullah mentioned, aajkal ta'wil ki baatein itna bada hai ki kisi haath kya usse nikal sakte hai. Actually, people like to justify what they want. They justify their own. If the Shaykh wants to take down because of mistake, then you want to justify it more. And that is the way of shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked shaitan, why didn't you make that? So he made an excuse. He wanted to justify why he didn't do it. He said, I'm not afraid of you. I'm better than you. And then my father explained to us that Hazrat Rahmatullah said that when a person justifies his wrong, his Islam will never take it. Because according to him, he feels I'm right. So why should I correct myself? Why should I correct myself when I'm right? So the first step to making your Islam is to accept your wrong. You see, the three have. The biggest problem they have is denial. When the person denies, then he got a problem. When he denies, he got a problem, then he can't do it himself. So a person must humble himself in front of the Shaykh. Once my father mentioned that, I remember now. He did another thing of Islam to say. There are some people come into the masjid with the tumbler full. They already come with a big quantity of mice. They're expecting something, and they come with a tumbler full. So now there's no place to add anything more. And then you get some people, they come into the masjid, and whatever they say, give them, they just call them on the one to the left. So when they wake up, everything, they just call them and they call them. They haven't built with anything. So we have to give ourselves over to the Shaykh, and we have to accept whatever he tells us, without asking any questions. The other day, Rabbi said, Baghir kui chu wa chira, without asking any question why and what for, you should need to accept. Then you will see the Islam. The third important advice of Allah to Islam is that sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakah of staying with the Shaykh and the pious people, our life has changed. We start reading our salah. We start meeting our zikr and our work. Whatever the Shaykh tells us to do, we try to stay away from sin. But then we turn away from our own Islam and we start looking at other people's faults. Then my father gave us two incidents. The other day, Rabbi Musa'i, one person wrote to you. He told him that I have a certain friend, boy in my business, wherever we are working. There's one person who always comes and talks to me. He's always talking unnecessary. He's always talking unnecessary, wasting time. What should I do? In In other words, he was asking others that how should I rectify him? How should I rectify him? Hazrat Rahmatullah that he will know what he is. What is your response when he is, when he is doing whatever he is? Are you also engaging with him in the discussion, or are you standing up and walking away from him? Or you busying yourself with some other work? What is your response? You should worry about your Isla. Your Isla was how, what was your supposed to be your Isla? Very quickly, we are looking at the next person. And we thinking that we are free from all faults. Like in Urdu, say, really unbelievable. The next person, you can see that just in his eyes. But you are full of faults and you are not even worried about it. So what was your response? And then my father asked the question in the masjid. And what have we learned from this incident? We went home now. And the wife told us something in anger. And we know we were right. And she was wrong. What was your Islam? What was your response? You went to the business. Someone spoke to you in vulgar language. What was your response? Your Islam is this, then how was I respond to him? If he did wrong, I also do wrong. So at all times you must always think about your Islam. And then Allah says, Salik har waqt imtihan mein. Salik har waqt imtihan mein. A person who is taking the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at all times, 24 hours, there's a law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the tension is towards you. At all times you have some law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was your response to that? Or did you respond in the wrong way? Then my father gave us an incident of Hazrat Ibn Abdullah. One day he came to the home. And in the house they were praising the food. Hazrat Ibn Abdullah shouldn't eat breakfast and supper, shouldn't eat lunch. So someone made some beautiful food, lunch, some biryani, and they were praising the food. The way they were praising the food, as though your mouth will start watering also. And so Hazrat Ibn Abdullah says, where's my share? Where's my share? You have to praise the food, so where's my share? So in the house they replied, bache ne khali. Bache ne khali. The children ate. It is an elderly officer without thinking. It was an automatic response. He didn't even get angry. Then my father said, we were in this position. What would be our response? What is our Islam now at that time? If you got speaker for Islam, what was your response? Another day of the was out because it became a hard. Unfortunately, my father said, the other day of the is only call, but there's no heart. You only speaking about it, but it hasn't become a conditioning to us. It has the way of the Hadi Nazar Rahmatullahi wrote to him. Shaykh is ready to say, I haven't heard from you for some time. So tell me something about the condition. Among the things he wrote, the Sharia Tabiat is Sani. Sharia Tabiat is Sani. The Sharia has become second nature. It's like how a person is. He's hungry. Obviously, go to eat. Don't ask anyone whether I should eat or not. But you need to go to the toilet to eat with the best. You go to the toilet. Likewise, Sharia has become just like that. That without thinking, you will practice. So that was one incident he gave us. That worry about your Islam. Leave alone worrying about the next person. How did you do? We did wrong. What was your response? And all times the people of your Islam. And the second incident we gave up. But there was a lady that won't worship him. That Alhamdulillah. Through the tawfiq of Allah, leading from Salah, keeping away from sin. But Allah gave me a husband who did not hide. He did all the wrong things. And how is it that Allah has given me such a bad husband when I am doing so much of good? So Hazrat Rahmatullahi wrote back, and asked her, how did you meet your husband? So she replied, we were in university together and we fell in love. And that's how we met. So the husband replied, so quickly you have forgotten what you did wrong at that time. Now you're only speaking about your condition now. How you met him and what wrong you were doing at that time. So quickly you forgot. Now you're looking at his wrongs, you forgot about the wrongs that you were doing. So sometimes a person makes some type of therapy and his brain swallows not to come out of the time. And then he starts looking at other people's faults and he is his own self. So at all times, do not forget of what is about your own Islam and looking at your own faults instead of looking at the next person. The next advice that my father gave us, that which is very detrimental for a person in Islam, is meeting and socializing people a lot. Which is known as qillat ikhtilaf ma'al alam. Is that for a person in Islam, he should meet and socialize with people like that. Yeah, one is your person is in his work, so he has to meet, he has to talk, but he needs to meet and talk what is necessary. Not what is not there. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَرْتَ. And when you are finished with your work, then now you can put yourself. And tie yourself in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately today, we've got another problem. Where without meeting, we are socializing. It's called social meeting. It's where my father says that the cell phone is more like a health phone. That has caused so much of problems. So many marriages have broken. So much of sins they are taking place. Rebat badgumani, badzabani. Thinking wrong of people because wrong messages are going. And you start having, you start thinking wrong of people. And badzabani also, you start speaking wrong of people also. When we socialize it this way. And these are such sins. Where a person, all his amal goes to waste also. And we don't know, sometimes we are speaking against the wali of Allah. And spiritually we will do that. We are going to do that, no one else. The father said, Hazrat Al-Qasnali gave an instance of Hazrat Al-Goyr. Hazrat Al-Goyr was a great faqih also. He gave him certain fatwa. And another person spoke against his fatwa. Sometimes we do not have the knowledge, the sufficient knowledge, but we think that we got enough to say against a great person who has given a certain fatwa or a certain body. Immediately once this person, he was also a pious person, spoke against him going on. Once he spoke against Hazrat Al-Goyr, immediately he felt as though his nisbat with Allah was taken away. That's it. Then my father said, Hazrat Al-Qasnali, sirf us aadmi ko maalum hoga ya pehchanega jisne usko chaka. We won't understand how that nisbat came out. That person who tasted that nisbat, he will understand. That enjoyment he was getting from the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now suddenly, the closeness is gone. He's not getting the desire to do ibadat. So he goes to the mashayikh of the time and asks him, what is the problem? So one of them says that he feels that he has spoken against a very pious person. Because of that, he is next. He thought for a while and he remembered what he had said against the Lord. And then after he goes and asks forgiveness, and then after that, the nisbah comes back. So sometimes we are speaking and we don't know, we are not careful. And because of having that evil thought of that person, just because we heard something, we didn't even verify it also. And that's one evil of the social media, is that without verifying, you used to just carry on from one person to another, and then after we start thinking bad of each other, and then others are thinking bad of each other. And we are losing out spiritually because of all this. And the last advice normally my father would give us, that we should make our homes a khanqa also. Just like how we see here, our food never come in time sometimes we miss Sabbath. We were uncomfortable in the way we were sleeping also, we miss Sabbath. When we go back home now, the real test is there. When will we be able to make Sabbath against all the situations when we go home? Sunday the food won't be ready. Whether we'll be making Sabbath. Or whether things will be against our nature, will we make Sabbath as that? If those things have come into our life, just like how we see here, those things have come to our life, then whatever we have done in these 2 days here, then that would be a benefit. So our houses must also be on time. Bring God to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us true fikr and dhyan for our Islam. And one of the last advice of the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa at all times, we should have that worry and concern about Islam. And not only the worry and concern, we should do something. Go to the Masjid. And we should sit and we should take their advice and make our Islam. Whatever they tell us to do, then we should do according to what they tell us.